Welcome back to the Teaching and Learning Innovation Podcast. In this episode, we explore concept mapping, which is a teaching strategy that can be included in most every classroom. Let's begin with the basics. What exactly is a concept map? Well, it's a visual diagram that uses keywords, images, and colors to connect and organize information. It's like a spider's web with a central idea at the core and branches radiating outward to represent related concepts. Now, why should you care about a concept? Well, here are some of the key benefits for your students. Enhance creativity. Concept mapping encourages divergent thinking and stimulates creativity. Improve memory. Using graphic representations of ideas adds in memory retention, and concept maps are a prime example. Better organization. Concept maps help you structure information logically and identify relationships between concepts. Increase productivity. By visualizing tasks and goals, concept maps can help improve focus. Effective study tools. Concept maps are a fantastic way to review and prepare for exams. Concept maps are basically drawings. We connect shapes with arrows to illustrate the connections between ideas and things that comprise a concept. Here at GCC, we have a couple of tools that can help you to build concept maps. First, you can use Lucidchart. This can be connected to your GCC email account. The free version allows you to edit a limited number of diagrams, including concept maps. We also have a license for Padlet. Padlet has a template that allows you to create really sophisticated concept maps. Ready to start concept mapping? Here's a simple guide. First, choose your central idea. Start with the main topic or idea that you want to explore with your students. Second, create branches. Draw lines radiating from the central idea to represent key subtopics. Add keywords and images. Use concise keywords and relevant images to label each branch and each connection. Use a color code. Use different colors to categorize information and highlight important points. Fifth, connect ideas. Draw those lines between concepts and show connections and make sure to label them as well. Concept maps can be used in various classroom settings. Here are a few ideas. Note-taking. Students can create concept maps during lectures or while reading. Brainstorming. Encourage students to generate ideas visually. Project planning. Use concept maps to break down large projects into smaller, more manageable tasks. Reviewing for exams. Concept maps can be a powerful studying tool for summarizing key information. Okay, thanks for joining me on this episode. Remember, concept mapping is a versatile tool that can enhance your teaching and your students' learning. Give it a try and discover the power of visual learning.